Devon and Hillary are having a baby, and Victoria, she might not be at Newman for much longer. Stay tuned for this week's Restless Wrap.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey everyone, I'm Rachel Goodman, and as always, we have a lot to talk about this week with Young and the Restless. So, before we get started though, we do have a fan video that Tiffany made that we're going to air on the show, and then after that, we'll go in, we'll talk about this week. We had a shorter week, so, you know, might not be here as long. I know we're running a little bit behind, but thank you all for joining. Let's go ahead and get that fan video pulled up so that we can watch it and see the video that Tiffany made.
She says he's a nice guy, and I'd be impressed. She wants to know if I approve of the dress. She says, Dad, the prom is just 1 week away, and I need to practice my dancing. Oh, please, Daddy, please. So I will dance with Cinderella while she's here in my arms. 'Cause
I actually didn't watch the soap back when Cassie was on, so this is really interesting to see.
She came home today with a ring on her hand, just glowing and telling us all they had planned. She says, Dad, the wedding's still 6 months away, but I need to practice my dancing. Oh, please, Daddy, please. So I will dance with Cinderella while she is here in my arms. I know
it's interesting to see too, because they've aged so many people. It's cool that they just kept the same actress since she was a child. Alright, so if you guys want to check the rest of that video, I'm going to post the link on our Facebook page at Restless Wrap. So if you want to go over and check that out, I will, after the end of the show, I'll go over to at Restless Wrap and I'll post the link. It is one of our co-hosts, Tiffany. Everyone that we have in the chat, thank you guys for always joining. Tiffany always posts in at Restless Wrap, so I just want to give her a shout out. I'm going to read her comment too that she left on the page, and if you want to see her fan video, I'll post it after the show. So she said, Tiffany, Victor freaking Newman, this was the first time I ever saw this really good side of him, and it genuinely made my heart melt. Hillary deserves every bit of shade that Lily is dishing to her. Also, my law moment is definitely the reaction to the attorney. I think his name is Michael. Yeah, it's Michael. Had to say something to Hillary. I'm sure you'll know it when you see it. Yeah. So we're going to talk about that, because that was, I didn't have that as one of the law moments, but it was hilarious when it happened. I don't know why I didn't add it as one of the law moments. And then for Wednesday, all I'm going to say about this one is I freaking love Mariah. Her reactions are always perfect. Love seeing some Cameron Grimes during the week. Okay, so let's give a shout out to everyone in the chat, and then let's get to talking about Restless Wrap. So we have Clex Anvers, Tiffany, Aaron, we have Brittany Duran, we have Hubby Joe, we have Simone, we have Aaron, I think I said his name already, sorry, Sarah B. Videos, and Charlene. So thank you all for joining. I'm going to read your comments as we go along. I'm sorry it's kind of a shortened day today. So let's start with Victor and everything going on with Victor and Victoria, because like Tiffany mentioned, Victor actually had some really good moments with Dina. I was surprised because I don't like Victor. This actually made me kind of like him, and it also made me think that maybe there's going to be something happening between Ashley and Victor romantically, and it almost seemed like Victor and Ashley would actually be the best pair. I don't know what you guys think, but that's kind of how I was feeling. So, okay, we only had 3 episodes this week, so it was a short week anyway. We had Victor, and basically I was surprised because Victoria admits to Victor that she did set Ashley up. That was the first shocking thing. I didn't think she was going to be honest about it. But Victor approaches her, and she basically says she's not going to apologize because Victor should have known better than to bring Ashley on board. And Victoria was being really strong about it, but then Victor came back and basically came back even harder. So I don't know. After that whole scene with Victoria and Victor, I don't know that Victoria has a place there anymore. I don't think Victor would trust her after this, and I don't think that he's going to want to keep her around for much longer. Maybe it's because it's his daughter that he didn't do anything right now, but I just don't think that I feel like Victoria being back at Newman was probably a mistake. It seemed like a good idea at the time, but not anymore. So Victor ends up calling Ashley because after he learns that Ashley really didn't give Jack those documents, he calls her, and she basically says that she's not going to forgive him. Victor, she hangs up on him. In the meantime, JT and Victor have some words. JT goes and he defends Victoria, and says something like, even if Victoria did set up Ashley, it was for good reasons. But Victor basically comes down hard on JT too, and it's kind of, this whole situation is making it hard for JT and Victoria as a couple. I am starting to not like Victoria. I don't know how you guys feel in the chat, but I'm not especially liking her considering what she did to Lily and considering how she's acting. I don't know if it's just because she's at Newman that it's bringing out this bad side to her, but it is not, she is just... She's kind of where Kane was before. If we remember Kane, Kane was doing things that were way worse, but Victoria is starting to go down that path where she's starting to do things that just don't make her very likable. So, okay. Victor ends up going to the Abbott house, and he goes with Victoria, actually gets her to apologize, and this is after Ashley basically tells Victor that she's only going to come back to Newman if Victor fires Victoria. It was an ultimatum. Like, no, I'm not going to be there with her now, especially after what she did. Victor thinks he's going to fix it by bringing Victoria with him to the Abbott house. Victoria gives this really fake apology. It felt like it was acted out. And we have, let's see, a couple of comments here. Simone, I was just shocked that Abby was the one who figured it out. I was shocked about that too when she found the emails and everything, or not the emails, but the phone log. I didn't think that she would be the one. I thought it was going to be someone else, but interesting the way they did that. Aaron Brody, okay, so they're talking about the fan video and how it was cut off right before the best part at the ending. Okay, so yeah, I'll definitely post the link for anyone who wants to watch the rest of the fan video. Sorry we had to cut it there just because we're running a little short on time. Andre, Vicky is in the doghouse. That's definitely the case. Amy Caraluzzo, ever since the whole BNS blow-up, I have not cared for Victoria. Yeah, she's just... she's just doing a lot of things that aren't the nicest. So, meanwhile, Abby and JT run into each other at a bar, and even though they were being really angry with each other, it kind of almost felt like Abby and Scott all over again. Like, that's what maybe they're going to start to do with Abby and JT. I don't know. What did you guys think about that? It just felt like it was angry, but that it was... because there was some tension there, and that I put down they were angrily kind of being flirty with each other. And JT just, I don't know. I don't know that he's going to stick with Victoria. It just seems like it's just not doing so well. And I guess that is just the history of their relationship, that it always goes back and forth between, you know, they start off really good and then it just sounds like Victor always gets between them. And that Victoria's bad sides always start to tear them apart. Because she could have told JT what she was doing instead of, you know, leaving him out and having it come to this point where he is starting to discover that she lied. Okay, so the only other thing to say is that, so we had Victor. He basically came over to the Abbott house. He comes over and after he's trying to basically convince Ashley to come back, he has this scene with Dina. So let's talk about Dina. Dina is obviously getting worse. She comes downstairs. She's wearing not just makeup, but it almost, like, my husband and I were watching this, and we thought at first that it might have been some kind of blood. We were actually really scared. But no, it was just, she had just put makeup on, but she put makeup on really, like, all over her face. It almost looked like a couple of weeks ago. Remember when, if anyone remembers watching this, a couple of weeks ago, Tiffany had shared the, like, blindfold makeup challenge videos. And it almost looked like that, as if someone had been blindfolded and put Dina's makeup on, except it was very heavily applied. And it was really kind of sad and scary at the same time. And this is where we get the sense that Dina, we start to hear that she, at this point, she thinks she's back in Walnut Grove in high school and that she's going to go to this dance with John. John Abbott, the guy that she married. And so she comes out, and at first it's kind of hard to understand because we see Dina at her actual age. Ashley, in this really touching moment, says that she's going to help her with her makeup, and she gets wipes and basically wipes it all off so that Dina doesn't look like, you know, she's got all this red on her face. After Ashley does that, they grab a mirror and they put it, because Dina wants to see how it looks. They show Dina looking into this mirror, and we see that she's not seeing someone her age. She's actually seeing a teenage girl, which was interesting because I didn't know that it was going to be like that. I guess they're trying to show some insight into how someone with Alzheimer's would be viewing themselves. But Amy Caruluzzo, it did look like blind makeup. It did, except it looked, I hate to say this, it looked like it was applied worse than blind makeup because it was all over her cheeks. Like in the blind makeup challenge, it was off, but at least they kind of did it the right way. Kind of. Aaron Brody, Dina thinking she was a teenager watching for John to take her to the prom was so sad to watch. It was really sad to watch. It was hard to watch. It was heartbreaking. And then the whole scene with Victor, this is what everyone was saying before. I didn't expect that Victor was going to come in and handle it the way he did. He handled her better than most of the other people. And I don't know how he managed to do that. Maybe it's just because Victor can be a smooth talker. That's kind of what I'm chalking it up to. But basically, he comes in and he talks her down. And even though he's not John and she's waiting for John, he takes her to the dance, even though it's at that restaurant. And basically, he dances with her. And we see that Dina thinks this whole night she's viewing herself as a young girl. My only problem with that scene was we didn't know how she was viewing Victor. Did she see Victor as being an older man, or did she see him as being young? And if he was, I think that they should have showed her perspective of him too. I think that would have been a little, I know it's a confusing disease, but it would have maybe given us a little more perspective on it. So, all right, just for time's sake, let's talk about Devon and Hillary. I know we're not going to get through everything, but Devon and Hillary, they have decided that they are going to have a baby. Now, this is what we were seeing too. The funny part with Devon and Hillary is that Michael the lawyer, keeps asking them, how are we going to conceive this baby? The natural way or artificially? It was just so hilarious to hear that. But of course, Lily has a problem with it because she doesn't want her brother to have a baby with Hillary. I will say this though, Devon and Hillary clearly care for each other. I'm confused though because they're both kind of saying they don't want a relationship, but at the same time, it's very obvious they kind of do. but they don't. It's, I mean, of course it's going to be confusing, but the whole thing with Sam, where Devon could sense that Hillary wanted to see him, and Sam was telling the baby, Devon was telling Sam, the baby, that he's like, hey, Sam, can you keep a secret? And he basically told Hillary to show up so that they could all eat lunch together. I thought that was really nice of Devon. It shows that he really cares about her. Obviously, they have their issues, and they're both trying to fight this attraction to each other because of their past. But yeah, Lily just did not have... Lily was not having it. She was not too thrilled. And the whole thing was with Michael. This was my problem. They called Michael in, like, right after Lily was there. And I guess they didn't have any other place, as in Devon and Hillary didn't have any other office to go to. But if you know Lily could potentially come into the office, and you're not... You don't want her to find out this way, why would you have this meeting in that room where Lily could come in? Lock the door. I'm not saying don't tell Lily eventually, but if Devon and Hillary wanted to tell her at a later date when they had talked about it, they should have locked that door so that no one else would come in there so that they could have a private conversation. So, all right. Just want to mention too, Lily, it was really funny when the flowers came in and Hillary thought they were for her from Devon because they had decided on, I think because of the baby. But then Lily, they end up being from Kane. Lily basically, as my husband said, hip checked Hillary, took the flowers and walked over and was like, oh, how thoughtful of Kane, like just to really piss her off. And I'm just going to, I know we were talking about this already, but Michael, when he's saying, how are you two creating this child? Clearly you two need to have this conversation. It was just hysterical. Okay. Last thing I want to mention, Sharon and Nick, they were kind of bonding. And then a cop shows up and basically says, we found a body. So at first I wasn't sure what they meant by found a body. It just seemed kind of out of place and random. I get what they were doing with that storyline, but it was just kind of felt kind of random to me. And then I just want to mention, too, that Nick ends up finding out about Nikki and, let's see, Mr. Rosales, which that was another awkward conversation between Victor, Nikki, and Mr. Rosales about, you know, him doing work on those homes that Nick is involved with. But yeah, Nick catches Nikki, so I don't see why Nick would really care, though. So, all right, so now I know we're running out of time, so let's get to our law moment. Okay, so we have the argument between Victoria and Victor, where Victor, it wasn't so much what he said, it was how he said it, where he says, I'm disappointed in you, and his accent was just really hilarious. Then we have Victoria, I put creeping in the doorway at the Abbott house. This is when Victoria came in to apologize, but it was kind of like her daddy sent her, and she was just kind of standing in the doorway, kind of like creepily looking in, and then Abby ends up getting the answering, and Victoria just keeps standing there until Victor shows up behind her. The last thing is, I had Abby and JT when they were seeing each other in the bar, but the way that the camera was angled on JT, making him look incredibly angry as he was drinking his beer. So it'll be interesting to see what they do with that. Okay, so on that note, I think it's time to wrap up here. But my name is Rachel Goodman. You can find me on Twitter at Rach Goodman or on Instagram at Rach Goodman. Also, go over to our Facebook page at Restless Rap. If you like and subscribe, then you'll see the link to the rest of Tiffany's video. And if you guys want to talk about YNR during the week there, definitely do that. I'll read your comments. So if you want to shout out on the show, you could post there and I will be sure to read your comments each and every week that you guys post. I hope you guys have a great week. Thanks for tuning in.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network.
To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.